It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here.
As good as Beyonce recording. Is...
Is it recording?
I've never really listened to her music that much.
I don't.
Like,
I'm
I feel
not
like it's
fan.
A little overrated.
T Swift and Beyonce are the same to me.
You know, I feel like Rihanna over Beyonce. That's my hot take.
I love
for the day.
Rihanna.
Oh that's no, Rihanna is way better.
Okay,
than
so
Beyonce.
It's not really even that hot. It's like a warm take.
This is a normal take.
I think
I'm way
lukewarm take.
Beyonce is great, though. I will say she's
no for sure. She's
she is
very talented,
unbelievable.
But Rihanna,
she's incredibly
she's
talented.
Done, okay, listen. I think you can look at the discography of Beyonce and you can easily respect it. I just think, and Taylor Swift equally, but
no.
I think you just have to.
That's what I was gonna say. You're all wrong. It's T Swift.
Statistics and awards and accomplishments. you can put her in a high regard. I don't because I don't listen to her shit. But I'm just saying, Beyonce is just. You can't discard her, but
beautiful soul.
That's what I'm saying. But like, if it's like Rihanna or Beyonce, bro, I'm
choosing
but I
Rihanna.
I think they're two different schools of thought, a little bit. You know,
maybe
two different.
Explain.
Tooties.
Explain.
I just think that the culture around Beyonce is a lot different than obviously Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and I think the audience is a lot different.
Well, I was
different.
Talking about
it's
Rihanna.
Pretty contrast.
Well, no, yeah, for sure.
That's what I was talking about.
Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
I was like, well, Taylor Swift fans and Beyonce fans are probably a lot different.
Two different fucking books.
But like, Rihanna versus Beyonce.
But Rihanna.
Probably has both never. At them.
Very tough.
They always say don't put two both. Bad bitches against each other, but Rihanna's taking the cake.
For me, at least.
Really?
I love Rihanna.
She just has the vibe.
I fell to my knees when I found out she was pregnant by another man.
So you're saying there's not a chance.
I could have slid.
There's not a chance.
I was
in
the middle of the
Walmart. Saying there's a chance.
No.
Yeah, I've done that before. I remember when I found that Emma Watson was like, had someone. I'm like, no.
Yo, so actually explain that. What's up with you and Emma Watson?
How do you know about that?
Oh.
Your podcast.
I love Emma Watson, bro.
Yo, because there was
Why?
One episode. Like I told you, I was.
I don't know
I
what it is.
Back.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I think it's from like a childhood thing because she was always Hermione, and I think Hermione. It was like a thing that just stuck with me. I fucking love Emma Watson, dude.
My soccer.
She's
trainer.
She's just so adorable. She's so cute.
My soccer trainer.
I just.
Was,
I can't shake it.
You,
I love her.
I
he was a dorm room with her when they went to Brown.
Who?
Wait, what?
My soccer trainer.
No way.
Oh my.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
He was in the same dorm as her.
No
which is super crazy. Like
she went to Brown?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, Emma Watson?
I figured she went to somewhere in like England or something.
She has a multitude of degrees.
I thought she went to like Cambridge or Oxford or something.
She has a multitude of degrees, but that was one of that she got and he was there.
So is Natalie Portman. I feel a lot of actors actually have a multitude of degrees.
I think for me, your Emma Watson is my Natalie Portman.
I love Natalie Portman too.
Natalie Portman.
I love Natalie Portman.
Also,
dude. She's a close second, and then Selena,
maybe my Sandra
Selena
Bullock.
Selena Gomez is three.
Okay, okay. So for me, my top three, like celebrity wise, I think it's like
childhood or now.
Sandra Bullock.
Now it's now it's still Selena Gomez.
It's still
me.
The same.
Still
for,
Anna like, De Armas.
Me.
Are you
no,
kidding?
No.
I love her.
No.
Okay. There's just too many.
Selena's
I can't just,
acting
I can't
ruined
just
it
put,
for me.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not good anymore.
So like, in no particular order for me, top three. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
I hate her.
Jennifer Lopez.
Selena Gomez.
Oh. Okay.
And Natalie Portman. In
those
no
three, still
order.
To this day.
To this day.
Where does J-Lo fall?
I got Jennifer
fall?
Lopez up there, too,
and,
by the way.
Where does J-Lo fall on that line?
Like, okay, for me, I think J-Lo is a little overrated.
No,
I agree.
No, she's not.
Hot take.
No.
That's my hot take.
I love
think J-Lo's
a beautiful soul. Beautiful woman.
That's a
those
good,
hips
that's a,
are starting to lie.
That's a great pull for How Dare You. That was a great pull for Ben Affleck. Good for Ben. I love Ben Affleck, by the way.
He deserved it.
I love Ben Affleck.
He deserved it.
But didn't he leave his like wife of many years for?
Well, he cheated on Jennifer Gardner with the babysitter and then was like, no, Ana de Armas. Actually, no, J-Lo.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So he played the game. It's fine.
He did play the game. That's what you have to do if you're in that position.
Hollywood, baby.
Yeah.
If your name was Ben Affleck, I mean,
do what
it's
you want.
Do you say Affleck?
Affleck.
Is it Affleck?
That's insurance?
Affleck. Affleck.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of insurance, like you know how Shaquille O'Neal does all this. He's the number one bag chaser.
The general,
the
general.
Does anyone even have that? Have you ever met anyone who has the general insurance?
You mean DJ Diesel.
I love DJ Diesel though, man.
Yo, it's kind of wild how you really like.
It's the spirit of insurances.
He came up in the EDM community, just like out of nowhere.
Dude, did you hear why he started DJing and shit?
I heard it was like a hobby.
Why?
For him. Well, he said the reason he likes doing it is because he tried to find something in life after his career that kind of replicated that feeling of the crowd and the energy, and he couldn't find anything until he started DJing, and that's why he started DJing. Or that's why he kept doing it.
That makes sense as like an athlete.
Like the energy and how it felt. He's like, I couldn't find anything that came close.
I can understand that. I mean, I've DJed for a crowd of 10 people and it was wild.
But you can DJ for a crowd of 10 people. It's fucking amazing.
It
just depends on the 10 people.
Because like I'm a big raver and like a lot of my homies just had like decks and shit. So like there was one time when some of my friends actually put together like a festival. And there was like 30 people at the fucking like party. It was basically a fucking party, but we like set it up like a festival where like people were camping there. They had someone like brought a porta potty.
Like, damn, how much that cost to rent,
dude?
It was theirs. They owned it, so it had your stuff in it.
I'm not even fucking kidding. This guy owns a porta potty for these like small events like this.
Really?
And he was just one of like the homies, and he brought it along. But we set up this like, well, I didn't set it up. I'm saying we as like a general thing, but like it was set up porta potty. There was like a lot of the homies DJ, so it was like time slot. So you would sign up, and then I was there on the first day kind of early, and they were like, "Yo, like if anyone wants to go up, you can go up." And I know how to DJ a little bit, so I was like up there just like mixing house and shit.
That's
it. Was like it was kind of dope. There was like 10 people just like,
"Yo, I can get down with some house."
How we doing, Monroe?
You guys are fucking beautiful tonight. I love some house, bro.
We're gonna need to weirdly set.
Yeah, dude. House.
We do.
House has my.
I get down to some fucking house, dude.
Dude, we still need to go to a show together. We talk about this
me too.
All the time.
Yeah, we seriously, we really do.
Take me.
Well, once dude, is there anything coming up?
See, I'm not gonna.
Some of my friends have texted me about Thunderdome, but that's all dubstep.
That's all dubstep. I'm not gonna go to like.
Same thing, right?
Dubstep shows anymore?
No.
It's like that.
I'm just messing with you.
I like dubstep, but I hate the crowd now. And it might just be because I'm getting older.
Tell me why.
Because they're
like this.
I hate kids, bro.
What, there's kids allowed there?
Well, I mean in the sense of like
18. All ages show.
Okay, like. I've done drugs in my life. Like,
he's
I've
close
done
to 30.
I've done, you know, like Molly and ecstasy and shit.
It's just
and
their
like,
first time.
I feel
time.
Like I was never that dumb.
No, I was never.
I was never that
absolutely.
Fucking, like,
I know
much
you're
of
talking
an
about.
Idiot. And it's just like I hate being in that crowd. And now when I go to like shows, I'm like in, like towards the back, just like enjoying the music. And like if I want to dance, I'll like, you know, start shuffling. But like I hate being in the crowd the way I used to like when I was in my
taking the last
20s.
One, sorry.
No, it's fine. Take it.
But like, yeah, I don't know. That's house shows. I feel like it's a lot more like not to
vibe-y.
Sound like well, yeah, it's vibey, but not to sound like a fucking like dick. But like, I feel like the crowd is a little more sophisticated. You know?
Okay. I know what you're saying. That was just
you know what I'm saying. It's a little more sophisticated where the people that are at house
this
shows,
music's for the intellectuals.
It's twice the BPM.
Not like
okay?
You peasants. Not like you peasants.
It's like it's 80% of the BPM. Good house is 121 to 130.
I wasn't joking. I know what I'm talking about.
I will say though, like, I
can you
think
give us
that?
Wait,
a lot of people
do you know that BPM? Can you give me that BPM of the? Oh, he's got it. He does.
It's the 120 to 120, that is the house. Like 130. Like 128 is like the peak.
All we have to say is butts and guts really quick, and then it's
butts and guts.
What is it? Cats and boots.
Butts and guts.
Butts and guts. I've never heard that. I know cats and boots.
That's how you like count your BPM.
Where did you hear butts and guts from?
That sounds like a term for getting fucked in the ass. Butts and guts.
Butts and guts.
Or tummy sticks is a good one too.
Yeah.
Tummy sticks.
You guys know about tummy sticks?
No.
No.
Explain. You ever seen Wedding Crashers?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't
when that guy is like, "You want to play tummy sticks?"
Oh, that's what that is.
One of the funniest, one of the funniest fucking names for anything
I
I've ever heard.
I want to go home and rethink my life.
I think I want to go home.
I want to go home.
You want to sell some
Depsix?
Actually, I'm gonna go home.
Exactly.
We believe we're the artistic. We believe we're the artistic.
Damn, that's weird. We're back with Nick, Jay, and Jose.
It's Weirdly Artistic. We're talking art.
We're talking weird and everything under the sun.
We're the artistic.
Damn, that's weird.
We're the artistic.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Weirdly Artistic, episode 29,
Five.
Season 2. How are we feeling tonight, boys?
Great.
great.
Amazing.
Vibing.
And as you guys might be able to tell, we have a very special guest on.
The one and only.
Z one and only.
Where are we at? It's exclusive. Z-Man. Who are we Z with? Legend. It's exclusive.
Isaiah Luzny.
Let's other see half. Where this goes.
Let's see.
that's the best episode you can have, baby.
So we have Isaiah Luzny as our special guest
up from in the synagogue.
Around the Lunch Table podcast. The man himself. How you feeling tonight, baby?
Absolutely amazing. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Yes, sir.
Loving being here.
So we had Jack on the last episode. He's the other half of Around the Lunch Table.
He is.
You are. We got the LT to the AT. The brains of.
He is the front man. He's the little louder. I'm the sleeper bet is what I am. Yeah. I'm the sleeper bet.
I'm going with the sleeper bet every time though.
Every time.
Oh, me too, if you want to make money. I can't gamble on sports. I'm not gonna feel anything if I don't.
Jack is more of the 3-to-1 bet. You know, every week you're gonna win on it. Like it's 3-to-1, you're gonna win, right? You're more of the like 10-to-1, 15-to-1, where it's like, you know, I'm going to do it this week. And
to feel something, I better know I'm losing something if I lose.
That's, yeah, I want to feel bad about it. Yeah.
100% in, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I go all in. And maybe that's a problem. I don't know. No, I haven't found that out about myself.
Has it been a problem?
Not yet.
I think so. But, you know.
Hey, this is a podcast.
You know, okay? I go balls to the wall. That's what I am. Yeah. I go all fucking
respect.
In. That's all I do.
Balls to the wall, Luzny.
Luzny.
That's just the way,
you know,
Z is.
Lucky Luzny is what they used to call me, dude.
Ooh, Lucky Luzny. That's a good one.
So, you know, I ride with it and I ride hard, baby. No homo, but hold on, you know, to what it. I mean.
Unless hold on you need hard it. And ride hard.
No, no homo. I do. And gambling, that's what I do. I just, you know, I just go for it.
What is it about gambling? Is it just the rush?
Dude, it's just a rush, man.
You know, I think
I'm explaining it like I need to be in therapy. I'm explaining it like I need to be in therapy.
AA right
like
now.
I looked at the wall and I'm like, man, I can't even begin to tell you. So it's just, dude, it's so fun.
You might
man.
Be wondering why we've gathered here today.
This is actually an intervention.
Jack walks in. My parents come out of the closet. Yeah.
That's a small closet, talks. But they're
now
in
everyone
there.
Go around and say how Z's gambling has affected you. I just fucking love gambling,
hey,
dude.
Let me get my paper out real quick.
Yeah. God, I actually wrote some bullet points down.
It's just so
I
fun,
have a double-spaced paper typed out.
I've never been a huge gambler, but like I will every Neither now and then. Like, and like I remember one of the last times I went to like Emerald Downs for the horse races.
I want to go there.
I want to go there too.
I with you, just dressed up randomly nice put money suit. On this fucking horse
because
it had my mom's name in it, and I won. I fucking won.
And that, dude, that's
it
the
was,
crazy shit about
no, it
betting.
Was like
it can't be like
one.
It can't be like statistics, bro, or who's the favorite. It has to be like a gut instinct.
Bro, I put $8 on that fucking race. I got. I went home with 50, and it was like. I mean, it's 50 plus. It's like. It's
but
too
I'm saying,
much.
If you
but
look at the like, if you yo. Look at the increase, and then someone who puts 1,000 or like $500,
yeah.
You're like, okay, I see.
Because I get it.
When you throw that out there and you get rewarded from something like that, like I think the biggest one for me was the Justin Gaethje fight. Recently, not too long ago, I threw, which is...
You were screaming at the TV.
I threw a lot of money that normally I don't
How
use.
Loud were you screaming at the
and
TV?
And I, because he wasn't a favorite, and he literally, and I also bet, Sleeper. Like it was just, I bet the TKO, I bet the round, and it was just like probably the biggest one I ever had. And I was literally on fucking cloud nine. It was crazy.
Were you screaming?
I was
you were
screaming.
Screaming.
I was
the
screaming.
Whole night.
And I actually
I think
like
I remember
I
when we walked.
I couldn't sleep.
Fight.
I was like a kid on Christmas. I was like, I just couldn't stop thinking about it, dude. It was
checking
amazing.
The account.
It was You're fucking like, amazing, dude. And it's not even legal to gamble online here unless you're at a casino.
No, it's not.
I had to send it to somebody else.
Damn.
Well, you can use a VPN.
Yes, but VPN is
but,
still hard.
Well, VPN. Right? The problem with VPN is, what if you win big? Then how are you gonna? That's where it gets dicey.
So
the money part where it gets dicey. Yeah.
In a different state.
So I just like, you know, fuck that. I'm just going to send it to somebody else. So
that was fun. Did you hear about that guy that's in jail that sent his bets and winnings and they all hit?
Oh, you were talking about this actually. Yeah.
No. Okay, I'm going to send this video to you. This guy's in jail and he's been really good at betting lately. He tells his buddies, lay this down. He's paid his own bail and like everything to get out of jail with betting.
What?
I'll send this video to you. You're gonna love
you're
it,
telling
dude.
Me.
I need sense. This guy's number.
He's getting hired now by people. Like he's. Like,
I thought you were about to say because there's a story of this guy who worked. He was a programmer. He worked for the lottery.
Oh,
and
I've
he was
heard
able to get
one.
Away
yeah,
with
yeah.
it for like over 10 years of like.
Well, it's the same as the McDonald's
siphoning
thing, right?
money.
You know the McDonald's Monopoly thing? Have you watched the documentary on that?
I never played that bullshit game.
Okay, but the story behind it?
Like so, the I play Monopoly, not the McDonald's Monopoly.
The McDonald's Monopoly, they basically rigged it so that everyone in the family, when they showed up to a specific spot, got the cards that they needed so that the only I'm ones sure. in the family were winning the ones that
oh.
were. Yeah, so like the winning cards were never existent.
My parents were playing that religiously back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah no, so no one ever... No one ever won. It was solely the family that okay, was actually, involved
no,
with McDonald's.
Up, no one ever won McDonald's. The, like, the McDonald's Monopoly.
No one.
Ever. To this day.
Besides the family members.
Besides
they
the
had
cheating,
the winning
no
ones.
No one has won?
I don't think so.
Really?
I haven't finished
maybe
the
like
you never play
legs.
Games like that.
Also, that makes me think about, you remember like when we were like super young, like elementary, like middle school, when they would do like the Go-Gurt? Like
Danimals.
Yes.
Who Go-Gurt. Won that cruise?
With who got
Zach
who
and
got
Cody?
The Sweet Life and Zach yeah, and Cody?
That's the Danimals.
Who got it?
I need
Andy. Who got it?
Hey, wait.
If I was about 50
Dylan and Cole Sprouse, reach out to us right now.
Speaking of Zach and Cody, today is the day that their Italian
oh, yeah,
restaurant
the, yeah,
opens
the restaurant,
up.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
They got their reservation.
I've been seeing memes about that all
November
day
16th,
today.
2023. They
straight up though, who won that Danimals raffle?
Fucking nobody.
Dude. It's
that was
the,
Disney
it's
getting
the
us
same
to
with
buy
that.
Oh,
it was
Danimals
giving them their fucking check.
You guys remember that fucking bikini thing on Instagram where it was like repost this?
Helena
like,
has one.
Oh yeah, yeah. She was one of the winners.
She
but
got
like,
one.
I feel like I never heard anyone yeah. until just like when you told me a
when
couple months
you,
ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm still skeptical.
Like, she has one. I've seen it.
It's cheap.
Yeah, it's not a well-made bikini. It lasted one trip.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Yo, it's in the trash. I heard that the Dylan and Cole Sprouse brothers, they were going to pitch. They pitched to Disney that they were going to finish out the season with going back to the Tipton Hotel, and that there was going to be a young kid that they rose up, and that they were going to one was going to go to college, obviously.
Dylan, I think Dylan's
the,
no,
well,
which
the, smart
the smarter
one?
One?
It was
Dylan.
Cody.
No. Cody, Zach,
whoever,
and Cody.
Whoever Cody.
Cody was going to go to college. Zach was going to go work at a car place and a car dealership.
Right.
And then Disney laughed in their face and was like, bye.
Well, how much
fired
money
them.
Sweet Life and Zach and Cody made them. I feel like they wouldn't laugh, but.
Yeah.
Well, they got Sweet Life on deck, too.
Sweet Life on deck, they
that's
had to
right,
finish out
yeah.
because of contract. And so they finished
they
out.
They didn't want to do it?
They didn't want, they thought it was, they already knew the
was
show was
stupid.
Done. They were smart. They,
no,
they were
I mean,
ahead
like,
of like,
yeah, the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody was the show. The Sweet Life on deck, I feel like, was just kind of like, eh, I'm watching this just for the nostalgia.
Well, it's like your almost. Mom got a new job. Cool.
The mom was not even there.
I mean, still two childhood goats, though. That's like Macaulay Culkin, even though Home
yeah.
Alone, nothing ever surpassed Home Alone. But like, I think, was it Good Brothers or something like that he was in? He did like four movies in like two
well, he's
years.
In that new show now, the mystery murder
Macaulay
one.
Culkin?
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Yeah, Cole Sprouse.
Yeah.
Cole Sprouse.
Oh,
I think, like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, he's
like,
in
yeah.
something. But also,
yeah.
Well, there's in something.
Cole Sprouse is in that
they've
new.
They've been doing
like,
a couple, like there's like a movie with Zach. I don't know if that's Dylan
it's actually
Cole.
His first in a while. No, it's the opposite. So the
right.
Well, one of them was in Black Mirror
it's,
and
no,
then
it's,
did like did
I believe it's Zach
Riverbend. No,
Riverdale.
Oh,
Riverdale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying what well, they he,
that
was it Cole. It
that's
Cole.
The smart
no,
one.
That,
the smart one.
Cole is the smart one, right?
Yeah.
But okay.
Aren't they both smart?
They're
both twins.
Smart. They're both smart.
Well no, but okay, like there was Cody and there was Zach.
Can you imagine being that actor though that took on the
was Cody Dylan or was Cody Zach Cole.
I don't know. I can text him and ask.
Dylan and Cole.
Yeah,
Sprouse.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
But yeah, there was like a new movie with one of the two. And
I think
called,
it's the opposite. I think it's the boy that's been away for a while.
I can't tell them apart.
Dylan yeah. or the one that went to college is smarter. The skinnier
yeah,
one.
Yeah. So
and the
Dylan,
thicker one is the one he's been out
it's
of
husky,
acting.
Husky.
They've also been. They were
that's
13.
The term.
Yeah. Like now they're probably look the same.
They well
no,
the haircuts are a lot
they
different,
look different,
but. Well, Cole dyed his hair like black for a while.
That was for Riverdale.
I sound like a fangirl. So I'm like, actually, Cole.
No, that was for
yeah,
Riverdale.
Comment,
that was for
comment
Riverdale.
If you know who Zach and Cody were.
Who's the different?
Cole and Dylan. Because I have no fucking clue.
I can't remember.
Do my research.
I could tell the difference, yeah. though, like when they were younger, especially.
Well, yeah, when they were younger, but like.
Well,
now
yeah,
it's
one
like,
had
the
20
fuck,
pounds
dude.
Less. They fed
not 20,
one.
15.
Don't weight shame.
Yeah.
Fat shaming.
Fat shaming.
They definitely fed one.
I think that, well, I think as much as they were twins, that it's still, people still
well,
develop
no, with,
in their individual
with
ways.
Twins,
that was
you,
Ashley
no, but
Tisdale's
still like very
leading
like, very small breakout details roll of their face or just like body
yeah,
structure.
Yeah,
you can
I agree.
Like tell
and
apart.
Long.
I agree. I was friends with
Tipton or
with
no.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah,
her
with
name in the show.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
What's her real
no, but
name?
When I was in elementary school, like I had like two homies that were
Tipton.
Twins, Sam and Luke. I don't remember their fucking last name.
Were they twins?
Yeah, they were twins. But you
could
no. It was like back in Issaquah, like before Maple Valley. But like you could tell them apart. At least like if you knew them, like you could tell them apart. Like it was weird. One of them was skinnier.
You know, we, you
that might be
the,
just like a normal thing.
Do you remember the Wong twins?
Maybe we might not figure this out.
There was there were two Asian twins at the high school. Ooh. There were two grades above us.
Wong
oh,
twins?
Haley and Allie, right? Or Allie
Wong
Kwong.
Is a very popular actress and comedian.
Not the
yes.
same one.
No, no.
I figure it's not.
It's not yeah. Allie Wong. It's Allie Huang.
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 And
a Jewish beginning. Asian end.
I am.
Yeah. Jewish beginning.
No, but
Asian
yeah,
end.
I know who you're talking. They were a year above us, I think.
Two years above
yeah,
us.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah.
Anyways,
above us.
I always made the joke of like, oh, I got the Huang one.
Growing up, I had a crush on
the
two.
Huang one. Yeah.
I had a crush on two twins, or not two twins, twins.
Well, you did, because yeah, if you liked
I
mean, one.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
yeah.
I couldn't tell the difference between them. So, I mean, I.
Did you draw a black line on their forearm?
Well, we.
I know you.
Well, what Jack and I discovered is, regardless of twins, everyone has a different butthole.
Oh, that's
butthole
right.
Fingerprints. Like a butthole fingerprints.
There's an
wow,
artist,
it's
right?
The same skin, right?
Yeah, there's an artist that would like make molds.
Yeah,
he'd
make
buttholes.
Molds of buttholes, and everyone. If
dude.
You didn't know your butthole, it's like a tree. When a tree falls, you count the rings. It's kind of like that. Like the fold. It's kind of like that.
How many wrinkles do you have?
35 to 37 yeah. folds, right?
Yeah, but it sounds fucking nuts, but it's fucking true. I swear to God, look it
dude,
up.
No,
just
okay.
like our fingerprints.
Like I told
the
you,
same
bro, I've been
thing.
Listening back to the early episodes, and that was
forensics.
One of
fingerprints.
Check her butthole.
And we were absolutely mind blown that was a
who's
thing.
Who's at this scene? Check their hole.
Check their
okay.
butthole.
So speaking about your the early episodes, what's been your favorite memory from the 130 something episodes that you guys have now?
He has many
put
years
out.
Of experience, so he's
it was
what's
definitely
been 2 years of 2 years of the podcast, right?
Now that I think about it, it is definitely the beginning because we recorded with a webcam. It was shitty quality. The audio was shit. The audio was actually decent to start, but like it was all abysmal
was
equipment.
It
was all terrible shit. And as much as you have a high quality webcam, regardless of how good it is, it's going to be dog shit every single time. So anyone out there, if you try to do a podcast with your friends, you're going, oh, I have a 4K webcam. It's going to look like shit. It doesn't matter what the fucking webcam can do. It's going to look like shit every
it's
single
webcam.
Time. Every
it's
single
a
time.
Webcam.
Every single time you do it, it's
camera.
Going to look like shit. No matter what setting you tweak, no matter what YouTube clip you look up, it's not going to work. But I will say, now that I think about it, I would say it was the early episodes, but one specifically was probably when we were doing the episode, and it was definitely one of the early ones because we were at the bar, and I was talking about how the German language is so menacing, like when you listen back on Adolf Hitler's speeches or something like that, and I was giving like a example.
Nine.
I was like, look, what's the Chaim? And I flipped my beer
hey, that
over.
Sounded real, bro.
And it spilled. And it spilled.
He was channeling all of himself.
And it spilled all over the fucking equipment everywhere. And we had to end the episode. That was probably my favorite one.
That was Hitler coming back and being like,
"That was
bitch,
fucking
please.
Hilarious." That was probably my favorite one specifically. If I
yeah,
thought
Adolf
of others,
coming back, do not.
Yeah. If I thought of others, there's probably more, but that's one of them. But in general, it's definitely the beginning episodes when the quality was shit and everything was shit because it was
the
just
the content
so,
was fire.
It was just like
raw.
And now most of the time we don't plan anything; we just kind of go, and that's great.
But everything was just so fresh
but
and raw.
It was so fresh, and we hadn't put anything out, and everything was just so open for whatever we wanted to make it. And so I think some of that's a mental thing. It's like, oh, we haven't put anything out, so we can make this whatever. And that's probably why. That was like if you ask any great performer or athlete, like, oh, the greatest memory of your career, it's always, oh, when I was in high school, this championship game. Oh, when I was first starting out, it's always something like that. So I think that reflection always gives you
so you're a great
the
athlete.
One thing is always it's never in the now or the craziest things, you know, generally that you've done. It's always something
it's the
you did when you
setup.
Started.
It's
always
the
that,
glory days.
You know, like for Jeff Bezos, it's when I was in the garage and
I
just
wish
started
someone
Amazon.
Would tell us when the glory days were so we could enjoy them.
Right now, baby.
Right now, baby. Speaking of the early
we're living in our glory
of ATLT, how did it all start?
Yeah.
That all began in middle school, actually, because Jack was a grade below me. And so we sat at the same lunch table every single day. and then in high school translated to the same fucking thing, and we would all just talk about just absolutely raunchy, inappropriate, terrible stories, but it was funny at the time
because we're fucking eighth grade,
as young boys do. And so in high school, when we all got phones, we all pretty much had iPhones when we first got phones. So when the group message became a thing, we had a group message called around the lunch table. And so that was the epitome of what everything would be for our group message. It was always around the lunch table, and then when fantasy football season came around, it was the fantasy group, and then around lunch table fantasy, and then we started another one, ATLT Sports for fantasy. But it was always I have the same group message on my phone. It's the same one, same people since
15
I was like
later.
15 years old. So and then Jack, and then when COVID hit, we're all in the house, and it was great because I'm playing video games, I can chill, which is always what I love to do. And then I floated the idea of doing this, start a podcast, and then it kind of just stuck, and we kind of just ran with it. And then here we are 130 fucking weeks later.
Episodes later.
Yeah. Years later.
Making an impact.
Yeah.
So now that it's been, what, like, I want to say, like, 2 years of podcasting, what have been your successes? What have been your failures?
Let him talk.
3 years now.
Sorry. It's not three.
3 years?
Have we been... We've been friends for 2 years now, plus...
It's close to three.
You for two, at least.
Let me pull up.
Oh, look at.
I bet you could go there and see the date.
No, I thought it was. May of 2020. Right?
You were already doing it before we became friends, and you guys were already solidified.
I thought it was like in May or something, or March. Because then, at that time this year, it'll be 3 years. But I don't think it's 3 years yet.
Okay, so release date of episode one of Around the Scrolling. Lunch Table, November 19th, 2020.
3 days.
That's kind of wild.
Whoa, three fucking days. Wild.
Tell 3 years.
In 3 days, it'll be three years.
In 3 days.
Okay, so wait, should we do something this weekend, like to party it up?
Dude, I have nothing planned this weekend.
What are you doing Saturday.
Our girls are, my girl's busy.
All the girls are gone, so we're hanging out.
And I haven't
okay.
made.
Hey, listen. This is hot off the press right now.
Celebrate.
And
hot off
our
the press.
Girlfriends
hot
have,
off.
The our press. Girlfriends have yet to hear about it, but
we
it's
make
okay.
It, we made it a content
they will.
Day too.
They will. In 4 weeks.
I'm going to say.
It's a content day.
I didn't even realize that. I'm so glad you pulled that up. I didn't even know.
Content day as well.
Days,
bring the cameras.
It will be 3 year there anniversary for Around the Lunch Table podcast.
What
go
the
check
fuck?
Them out.
You heard Holy it here
crap.
After
it
three
here,
years.
That's crazy.
That's fucking awesome. And the crazy thing is, I think. Aside
the
from
first to congratulate you. By
aside,
the way.
Oh, thank you.
Fuck you.
Aside from like,
so
I think there was only two or three times
I paid for it.
There was only two or three times we actually took a break, and one of them was we were moving, and one of them was when we had like back to back events and weddings, and we were gone for holidays.
And you
but
were
like,
squeezing
them. There was only I think in the beginning I think and that's the biggest thing I think if anyone wants to start a podcast is. The number one thing is consistency.
Also,
you're not
get
gonna,
ahead.
You are
get
not.
Ahead.
You are not going to see shit for views, downloads. No one gives a fuck. No one's going to give.
Even
a fuck.
The first year,
no one's gonna know. No one's gonna care, and you're not gonna get anything. And so you start seeing that you do 10 or 11 weeks, and you're like, okay, no one's watching this. And guess what? No one's gonna. So you have to just keep doing it. Consistency is probably the number one thing. I think I've had a couple friends like, dude, your guys' podcast looks great. I think I'm gonna start one. And then after. I think
yep.
Jack
two episodes,
looked at the
like,
statistics, like 80% of them stop
three.
after like three to four, five
episodes. Three,
well,
yeah.
They all stop at a few episodes.
I was talking to Jack and he said, if you make it past 15, that's the magic number where it's like, okay, it's like a consistent
it's a show. It's a show, baby.
For me, it was 17. It felt like a second nature kind of. And that could have just been a mental thing. But
at that time, like, too, I feel like you're interested in like, okay, what are we going to do else to push this? Are we going to put a little bit of ads together? Okay, let's see what that does.
Right.
And then when you push those little things and then now we push our highlights and now we're getting a pinch more on our social.
On all sides.
By the way, we have merch coming out.
We have a boy band shirt.
We have boy band shirts, boy band hoodies coming out soon. So stay tuned
for
those.
Can I pre-order?
They're already out.
They're already out, baby.
I want one.
We got Army Green
live?
Boy band.
Is it live?
Yeah,
oh, it's
live.
Up and live.
Yeah.
Baby.
So get
it.
Your
let me guess the price.
Artistic
let me guess the price.
Boy band.
Let me guess the price. I'm gonna guess the price.
It's underneath
$65.
You're pretty close.
60.
Yeah, it's 60.
Bucks. Oh, 60. I fucking knew it.
They're sweaters. Yeah. They're sweaters. Okay.
That's average.
Gotta make sure those margins are good.
So they're Champion brand.
Look at the margins.
You see this thickness? This is what you're looking
it's
at right here.
Champion
this
brand.
Is all Champion brand. You're going to have some
champion
nice quality.
Champion is great.
Do you see this? Husband material.
Champion is great. The black tie-dye, you can't go wrong with. That's a great
But they're not the black tie-dyes. They're Army Green.
It's just
green
the same
now.
Sweatshirt. Yeah.
Army Green, black.
That's not tie-dye?
Gray and.
That is
tie-dye.
This one.
The boy band.
Oh, the boy band merch.
The boy band will be in the same or similar style of the same sweater.
What? So what, when you say boy band, what the fuck does that mean?
It's just
it means
really,
we look sexy on the back of the shirt. Yeah. Like we look
so
very
it's
sexy.
Something you're going to buy at the concert.
We well, put so together, like it looks like an NSYNC cover.
It looks
so like
exactly,
if you
yeah,
showed up to our podcast show live,
you'd have
this
your
is
tour dates on the bottom.
Buy.
It has our tour dates kind of. Yeah.
It's
see, I'm getting two different things here.
It's the picture, right? It gives the boy band vibe. So that's why we're calling it.
We got our sexy faces on there. And then we have some wording and like tour dates almost.
And it's on social media.
Oh my. That's huge.
Okay, we need to be more consistent about the plugging with the merch.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. What's the next question? Go.
We already did the favorite. Did we do favorite thing on the podcast? We said his set is early days.
Well, we got history.
That's actually pretty funny.
Thank you. Boy band.
Right?
Jordan
right?
looks like a future pedophile. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Hide your wife and hide your children.
Hide your kids.
That's bad. That's bad.
Sorry.
That's hilarious.
But Z, so yeah. obviously it's you and Jack kind of go off the dome when it comes to like your podcast.
Yeah,
where do you guys
shit.
Find your inspiration? Where do you find your inspo?
Every day.
Inspo.
Your muse. What gets you shit talking or
you know,
just bullshitting?
I don't think it's anything specific.
Is it the beer?
It's never one thing.
Is and it the much, alcohol?
As much as alcohol, I'm not kidding you. This is not a joke. As much as I do think that partying and doing mind-altering things kind of promotes creative thinking and new ideas, as much as I do believe that, which is 100% true because a lot of our episodes, especially... I would say about 85% of them were fucking hammered. And I think that kind of promotes extra talking, extra things that you think of. But sometimes if you depend only on that, all it does is just make you spew more words. And that doesn't always translate into a better episode or a better content.
No, you're saying a lot of words, but you're not really saying much.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. And I think that as
it's
much
like
as...
like spaghetti with no sauce,
as much as,
you know?
Yeah, I think it's the ability that if you like doing that, it's to harness that because it's like the uppity energy of feeling buzzed, but also being able to be self-aware. Okay, I'm kind of rambling. I'm just doing this because I'm fucked
up. It's more
up.
Of like
well,
had
no,
to be there.
It's kind of like what yeah. you said before, where it's like if you have a good idea for a podcast, it's like it's kind of easy. But like if you're right. if you don't have a good product, you're just saying
yeah.
more
and
words.
And I think also like when people want to start one, the thing that they think is like, oh, like we have funny conversations, so we'll start a podcast. And then they do it, and then it never translates on the mic as it does when they're in the car with their buddy. So that separation is going to be there, especially in the beginning, and it's going to be there. And then it eventually breaks when you kind of do it a bunch of times like anything. If you go to the gym 5 times, your body's not going to change for shit. If you go 10 times, it's not going to change for shit. At the 15th, 16th, when you get in those higher ones, you start to see some definition. You start to see some change. Uh-huh. You never see change in the beginning of anything. I mean, no. I don't care if
any skill,
any
at
skill,
all.
Anything. Like you know, like what is that thing that
even
21
band.
Days creates
even
a habit.
What is that thing Bruce Lee said? He's like, I don't fear the man
Be
who
water.
Has practiced 10,000 times. I fear the man who has tried the same kick 10,000 times. It's
Ooh.
Like you have to try. You have to keep doing it. Over and over, and I think that's
the
anything.
Art of 1,000 hours.
What does anybody tell you that's successful? I kept doing it, I didn't quit. As much as it sounds cliche, that's it. You have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, and I think what is it? I think Joe Rogan. I think he did like hundreds of episodes before he saw any viewership. It's like it doesn't matter who you fucking are. You just have to keep doing it. It's consistency. Consistency is the name of the game for keep. Anything to get some
systems
footing under you.
Over goals.
Ooh,
right.
Atomic habits.
Have a good system in place.
Well, you can't build a roof unless you have pillars, right?
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, I think we're all reading it or have read it before. Atomic Habits. if you focus on the system and having a good system, the success kind of comes with it. If you focus on the success, you fall to the height of your systems, which you know, if it's not a good system, then it's you're just not going to have a good product.
But like inspiration wise, I can't speak to what it is specifically, but I think a good analogy for other people to understand is probably like, for example, like when a good music artist is just starting, they replicate and make their own version of what they heard of their favorites. So I think all the inspiration is like all of the stand-ups that I've watched, all of the Family Guys, all of the American Dads, all of the Seth MacFarlane interviews, all the things I've watched, everything that has translated is my own version of that. It's all that information spewed into one bowl of thoughts.
Speaking of Seth MacFarlane, are you a fan of his music?
I like it.
Dude. His Christmas album?
I like Seth MacFarlane.
Did you know
he has music out?
Did you know?
He's an amazing
I'm listening
jazz
on my
artist.
Way home tonight.
No shot.
Have you guys ever heard RDJ's album?
No.
Dude.
Robert Downey?
Robert Downey.
Straight up. No.
Downey
what?
Jr.?
Yeah. Before he was Iron Man, before he had anything
before
going.
Before he got big.
This was like when
before
he was
went to
in jail and shit.
No, he's
like,
back.
He was shortly after. But
you know he's back. So his son has a band.
You know he's back?
He's back in jail.
His no,
just joking.
Not in jail. In music. In music. He's back in music. So his son has a band that he's been promoting. And then he's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to come back with an album. So he's working
back.
Yeah, but no, I'm not kidding.
If you heard it, you would be like, no fucking way.
Seth MacFarlane and RDJ.
Both of them, right?
Both of them.
Yo, send me links.
Well, Seth MacFarlane.
If I look up Robert Downey Jr. on Apple Music,
it'll come up.
On my way home.
It'll come up.
I mean,
it's a Christmas album?
No. Seth MacFarlane is.
No, okay. But okay, Seth MacFarlane, voice talented wise, I mean, he does like half the voices on fucking
I mean, his normal voice is basically Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
If you hear him speak, you can just.
It's Brian.
If you actually hear him talk normally, not only does it sound like Brian, but like you can hear how he would really be a good singer. And I think I actually thought of that at one point in time. I'm like,
well, okay,
like, I feel like he'd be a good singer.
That makes
Frank
sense.
Sinatra
no, because he does
that.
A Frank Sinatra Jr. episode,
yes, he
right? Where he's singing.
Not to mention he could
Frank
Sinatra voice
all
so
in the throat
voices.
And
that's
in the mouth.
Interesting. Okay.
All in the throat.
I love
and
when
the
he
mouth.
Makes Joe sing.
Yes.
Because the voice actor for Joe
like
cannot
deep,
sing,
like
and it's just so funny
tone
when
deaf,
he has
tone deaf.
It's
I mean,
hard
Seth
to make yourself go tone deaf when you do know tones and tunes like
no, that's,
sounds. That's
okay.
The crazy
I'm gonna
part,
listen to Seth
which
MacFarlane.
Is cool.
And,
I love Seth MacFarlane,
Robert Downey.
I really love him. I also love all the interviews with Seth MacFarlane's son when he gives insight as to how he came up with the voices for a lot of the characters. Like, did you guys like know how he came up with the voice for Quagmire?
No.
How he came up with the voice for Quagmire is when he was a little kid, his dad would give him a bunch of like recordings and like tapes of like these things from the 1940s and 50s. And in that time, I'm sure anyone's watched an old Red Sox game highlight. Oh, number four scores around there. Oh, here comes old Curly.
Yeah.
And they all have
that's exactly.
They all
what
have
it, yeah.
that upper. And apparently in that time, where the reason
Jordan
all,
knows
all
why,
of them
because of the mic,
all of them, yeah, mm-hmm. they yep, were more sensitive to the mid range.
Yeah,
is the reason why, and so that's how he got the inspiration for Quagmire. Is like he would hear like a commercial that came on. Oh, Autobahn spark plugs, the only spark plugs for you, and that's how he kind of like made the voice for Quagmire. And so like when you hear him talk about his creative process, it's really interesting. It's really interesting.
Damn, that's actually like. Pretty interesting.
So basically, yeah. Quagmire's voice
he's
came from
technical.
A 1940s, 1950s admin.
Like baseball.
Admin,
broadcaster,
basically. Yeah,
basically.
Admin slash baseball caster.
That's
because
so Seth
wild.
MacFarlane is super technical.
Yeah.
No,
more
and
than
I mean,
you
like,
think.
I feel like, I mean, like, I've always had the opinion that he's very talented based on the fact that he writes Family Guy.
Yeah.
Does so many of the voice acting
and
for
he, no,
it
he,
already.
He's crazy talented. I mean, and if you think about this also, because when you're doing animation, like you're doing table reads, and a lot of those characters are in the same scene together.
Yeah.
So he would actually
he's
have
switching
to
switching voices.
He would have to be in the same scene, switching from Quagmire, switching to Peter, switching to Brian. He'd be switching between three or four voices,
that's
maybe even five
insane,
in a given time.
A table read?
Yeah. And when he's doing a table read, he's basically doing multiple voices at once.
That's wild.
Which
dude.
Is nuts.
Yo, Seth, you're the man,
Seth,
dude.
You're the guy.
Yeah,
the
which is pretty cool.
Well, it's like the same with like the South Park creators, right? Like they do like almost all of 80% the voices.
80% of it.
Yeah, they do almost all of the voices.
Chitty Chushi.
Like if there's another documentary about them about how they create the episodes like week to week, and the reason why they don't get a lot of different voice actors is because they're turning shit around so quick
yeah.
that it's hard to get people to fly in and do shit. So they do a lot
not
of
to mention
voice
someone
acting.
Gets there and it's not what you want.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Oh, so they do a lot of the voice acting themselves. And yeah. like it's kind of wild.
If you get permission.
I was listening to this podcast about Darren Norris. If you guys know who Darren Norris is.
No.
He did the voice of Cosmo in Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay. Oh.
He was the janitor on Ned's Declassified.
Okay.
And he was also on Team America. He was the director.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, and like he was talking about the South Park creators and how he wanted to like be on there, but like they would be very, very tight, whereas like, no, like we kind of just do it because it's hard to get people to fly out
yeah.
and do exactly what we want them to do and you know, like have it be what we want, and it's just easier for us to just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Speaking of voice acting, you know, Rick and Morty, they actually get drunk for the drunk scenes.
Well, Justin Roiland isn't a part anymore, but.
Yeah, well, not anymore after season six, but yeah.
Now, you can tell, especially now that I've watched a few episodes of season seven, I'm used to it now, but you
haven't watched it.
Once you go from six
no spoilers.
To seven, I'm not. Once you six to seven, you can easily tell it's somebody else.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's just an impersonator who
was
sounds
that,
a lot
his
like
buddy
Rick.
That did it with him.
No, it's
no,
a different.
It's
a completely different
totally
person.
Different.
No, was it though? In the past, it was his buddy and him that were.
Yeah,
there were like two to
they
four
like
guys, right?
Yeah, but they would get blacked out drunk and.
I was gonna say
it.
They
yeah.
freeball the episode.
They would get
yeah.
fucked
and then
up.
They would animate around the episode.
No, right? They'd animate first and make the guys voice act to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the funny part is yeah. you can look on YouTube. There's videos of him getting
yeah.
fucking trashed, taking
no
shots.
Shit.
He's fucked up. He's like, I can't do anymore. Like, dude, we have another episode. He's like, all right, and he's downing another shot.
They would do takes to the episodes.
Oh,
yeah.
Would they see the mouse moving or?
Yeah, it would just play.
Yeah,
and
it would just be
like
moving up and down. He'd be like, time it.
And then play you know, it to the
like
episode.
He's lip syncing and he's telling the fucking lyrics.
Oh,
that's
kind
of wild,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool. I mean, I think if you're an established like voice actor, in my opinion, if you're in Hollywood, just because if you're on a show like
a shit
Family
show,
Guy so. Or American Dad, but it's an established show. You're not trying to start one because you're working a couple hours a week. Like, I feel like that kind of would be the shit. Like, especially if you're someone who's respected and who people want.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that must
be. Joe, dude. That guy's voice is everywhere.
Yeah, insurance commercials, infomercials,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
fucking
Joe's
everywhere.
Voice.
Affleck.
Yeah. He's yeah, like the
Affleck.
EA sports guy, but like the
Affleck.
Comedy version of
he's
him.
The, yeah, he's the
Affleck.
Dumbed
yeah.
down version.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then you get something like that, and then you're collecting residual checks. You don't have to work again. So it's like.
It's kind of dope.
This is easy.
Fine, yeah.
If they still do residual now.
They do.
I mean,
do.
For that type of yeah. shit, especially, they have to.
They have to for
I mean, it depends on
contract
the contract,
actors.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. yeah, now. Like, yeah.
Been, well, if you're like a main character, I feel like they have to because then and then you have like
shit's
merchandising
been,
and all
shit's been
this
updated
shit.
As
I mean,
of recent.
Yeah.
As
well. Yeah. Family Guy has Mila Kunis and she's freaking huge.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. I love when they make that joke about because there was like a different voice actress for Meg in the early seasons.
Yeah, the first two
and,
seasons.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I remember there was like there's an episode
it's
when Stewie
Mila.
And Brian go back in time and it's like the original voice
yeah,
actress.
It's
she's
the
like,
time
wow,
travel episode.
Meg sounds like she's about to give up a huge opportunity.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's
make,
actually hilarious.
They make a joke about it. I
and they
it was
did
hilarious.
And that chick is probably kicking herself now.
Yeah,
because yeah,
yeah. Like, after 100,000 seasons.
That was a time travel
yeah,
episode
yeah.
when they have the yeah.
Once they realize Family Guy's next Simpsons.
No, we're from the further future.
Yeah,
exactly. It's so
funny.
But,
okay,
questions.
Let's go into the Jedi stuff. We skipped all
yeah.
the others.
Well, I was going to say, last question.
Okay.
If you had any advice for your
oh, that's a good question.
Past self starting this podcast or for
anyone
that wants to. Out there that wants to start their own podcast, what is the biggest or two small advices that add up to one big advice would
little,
you give them?
Little whipped cream.
What's your whipped cream on top?
Oh,
what's your secret
it would
sauce?
Probably be
Szechuan sauce.
It would probably be because everyone, especially if you're trying to do one, you have other things going on in your life. You get tired, you get this and that. If you don't feel it, don't do it because it's you're as hard as you try. Like if you're not feeling like doing an episode, and when I say not feeling like you're doing it, like you just don't have you can feel tired and still make something good and great.
Make
like
it authentic.
We have. And I'm not saying like...
It's kind of like a fart.
Like,
if
I'm
you
not
force it out, it's usually shit.
Mine are
yes.
pretty good though.
I'm saying aside from when it just gets to the physical, I don't want to do it. I'm not talking about the physical, I'm talking about the mental. When you're just drained and you don't have it, don't force it because when you force it, it's not going to be what you want it to be regardless of how hard you try, regardless of how much you drink. It doesn't matter. It's not going to change it. So I would say... And I'm not saying when you're physically tired, like, oh, I had a hard day. You can have a hard day and then start shooting it with whoever you're doing the podcast with, and then the energy kind of just finds itself. I'm talking when mentally you're just checked out, it's not going to work, and you know for a fact, like, I cannot provide a good entertainment thing, which, as Nick brought up, which is great, get ahead. That's the second part. Get ahead. Most people record episodes and do it week by week. Some people do it bi-weekly. Do one, and if it goes great, do another one. And if you don't want to do another one, a couple days later or over the weekend, do another one. Because when it comes around and when you have an unexpectedly shit day or an emergency or whatever, you're not going to want to do one. And if you try to do one then it's going to be dog shit and you're going to fucking hate it. And you're going to hate that you have to put it out, but you have to put out something. And so I would say that is the two things. If you're not feeling it, don't do it because it's not going to be what you want it to be.
But when you are, get ahead.
But when you are feeling it and it's going great, do another one or give it some time and do another one that same week or weekend. So then you're one ahead in case that happens.
Well, like you said earlier, like there's been weeks when your podcast, you've been at weddings or you've been just like wrapped up in life. Like life happens, right?
Yeah.
Get ahead.
Yeah. There's plenty of times.
That's what we do.
We should have skipped way more than we did, but we didn't. There was a few that we completely forced that we literally didn't want to do it, but we knew we had to. And then again, some people might have found it pretty funny, but in our opinion, when you're looking at your own work, you're always your own worst self-critic.
Yep.
So you can just feel, and I can hear when we forced it just because I know our tones and I know when I'm not feeling something. So I would say try to avoid that. And if you get a week ahead, that completely annihilates that whole train
of thought. You have a week to recoup.
So, yeah, exactly. So you could take a week, and then you could take a week off and you can reassess. And so that would probably be it, aside from if you're not outspoken, have more specific bullet points planned out. Not just bullet points, but if you're not as outspoken or quick on your feet, specific bullet points. So then you know where you're to go from.
Plan it out.
So that's it.
I like that.
Love it.
Pussies.
Love it.
Jedi so, talk. Let's go.
Well, first question. You've mentioned Family Guy. You've mentioned American Dad. What's your favorite show or movie?
Oh yeah, that's
my favorite show is pretty easy. It's Sopranos.
I called this. I saw that coming.
It's close between that and Entourage, but where it gets dicey,
pretty much the same thing.
Where it gets dicey is because then when you get the genres, because you have two different trains of thought there. But it's easily the Sopranos, and
I would say it's best Entourage. TV ever made.
I would say it is 100%.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It's best TV ever made.
Because in my opinion, and some people watch Sopranos and be like, oh, this is shit, because it's not their thing, and that's
wrong.
Cool. I mean, well, I think the accolades for that show tells different, but that's neither here nor there.
Why don't you check the scoreboard, homegirl?
I will say, I mean, it's just a masterpiece. It's an absolute masterpiece. I mean, from the funny parts, from the funny little subtle jokes.
Pulling me back in.
I mean, not to mention the cast. I mean, the guy who plays Pauly, he was a real fucking gangster in real life. The dude has had a crazy fucking life.
Yeah.
If you ever looked up the guy from, if you've liked The Sopranos, look at the guy from who plays Pauly. The dude has had a fucking crazy life. Not to mention, of course, if you like The Sopranos, you like Goodfellas, Goodfellas is my movie.
Goodfellas is my movie. Joe Pesci.
And
Ray Liotta,
Psycho.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Funny how they continue fucking to use beautiful. These guys, because the guy who plays Pauly in The Sopranos, you don't see him. It's really quick. He's also in Goodfellas. They used him. He actually drove Henry Hill up to the restaurant when first his wife-to-be comes up and screams at him. He's the one driving the car. And so it's funny how they tie all that in together, because all these guys,
they're real.
They just resonate with who the character is. Yeah.
And that's what the 2000s.
So that's my movie is Goodfellas. My show is Sopranos with an honorable mention of Entourage.
No, that's good. That's good. I like it. Favorite musical act, band, artist? Who do you listen to?
What is it right now?
That's tough, because I'm like Jack. I have a wide array of things I listen
to. Top three or top five if you really feel
like
it.
What's the go-to? Like, I'll tell you right now, Channel Orange for Frank Ocean is me.
I love that's Frank go-to. Ocean, bro. I love Frank Ocean.
Channel that's Orange, Frank
album.
Ocean.
That's a great album.
What do you
that's
find yourself go-to. Listening to? You're driving in the nowadays car, you're on your way anytime. To work, you're by yourself.
Nowadays or anytime?
So let's do anytime, and then what's your go-to where it's like you can't go wrong with this album? Or song?
I mean, okay, I can't go wrong with this album is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I mean, come
by
on.
Kanye.
Okay, Kanye, yeah.
I can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong.
You know what's funny? Jack said the same thing.
I know, because that's his favorite album.
Yeah, Jack
album
said
ever,
the exact
that's,
same
that's
thing.
That's one of mine as well. But I mean, I will say, I'm speaking to nowadays, just because nowadays, because my go-to for at least a couple years has been the same thing. I'll go with Rod Wave for one. I fucking love Rod Wave, but that's a little more of the current. A little more of the current.
He's got good flow.
And then I would say, ah, man, that's tough. A song or an artist?
Either. You have one Dealer's song choice. You're just listening to over?
For
over
one,
and over again?
Zealer's
while,
choice.
For a while, I've actually been, if I have nothing and I don't know what to listen to, I play Mama, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah, I play that song. I play that song a lot.
I'm surprised.
I play that song a lot. And I don't listen to Ozzy Osbourne like a lot ever. Just that song.
That specific
but,
song.
But other than that, like Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd's good, yeah.
Pink Floyd.
Good one.
Or Led Zeppelin. There's
I mean,
so
come
many.
On.
There's so many. I can't. Yeah. Okay, you guys need to talk because there's too many.
No, we'll move forward. Next question.
So,
we don't have to do all
favorite
of them.
Superhero or villain?
Oh, that's an easy one. And
or both.
I'm basing this off. I like villains. I don't like superheroes.
Attaboy.
I'm easily going with the Joker. Easily.
There we go.
Which one?
Heath Ledger.
Good.
Heath Ledger's a good Joker. One, dude.
Heath Ledger's Joker is, and I don't think anything will ever top it.
It's the most real world.
I think if I have anything that's like below that, it would be like Thanos. And Infinity War and
hot take.
Avengers.
Do you agree with Thanos?
Yes,
Sam. Yep.
Yes,
Sam.
It's a very extremist view,
but it's 50%.
It's
unweighed, right? Like it's random. It doesn't matter.
It's absolute genocide, absolutely. But
and it's super random. Like
yeah, it's fucked.
It's Marvel. We can agree upon it. It's whatever.
It is, but I will say, dude, Heath Ledger, man. It's. I mean,
yo,
I was
Thanos's mom.
Fuck. Fire.
Just
yo, Nick showed me a picture.
Decked out. Wait, that picture?
From comics?
Well, Thanos is
from
actually.
Did she have decked out purple cheeks?
Yo. No. Thanos is actually a mutant of his planet. So, like, he is not built.
No, his mom looks like a human, but.
They're
yo,
all
she's
human.
Thick.
She's thick.
Dude, she's like an avatar, but purple. Or
no,
pink,
she's
pinkish,
no,
purple.
She's white, bro.
She's,
they're both
she's
white.
She's like dick. She's like the color of a dick.
Pink.
But with a hue.
This is incredible.
Like, yeah. they knew what they were doing.
Elastigirl. They knew
no,
what they were
Thanos
doing.
Thanos had a mutation. That's why he looked that way. He's a. That's why everyone hated him.
Well, I fucking love him.
I do. Well, no.
But anyways, he's the only one that comes remotely close to.
No, but Joker's great, dude. Joker's fucking dope.
I forgot what's the guy who plays Harvey Dent. I forgot his name.
I can't remember his name.
I forgot his name. Something starts with an E.
I know
his last name starts with an E. But and I think anyone who knows this, Heath Ledger is one of the best, rest in peace,
dude,
one of the best actors to ever.
Yes.
And there's this interview with the guy who plays Harvey Dent. He's talking about, and a variety of them, Christian Bale, all of them talking about Heath Ledger is crazy. So like, if you're a big fan of that, like I think I've been, when I say obsessed, I've been obsessed with Heath Ledger's work since I was a little kid. I mean, like when he was in The Patriot, when he was in
Knight's Tale.
I mean, Knight's Tale, like all the things, I just obsessed Broke with
Back
Heath
Mountain,
Ledger.
Did you see it?
I did see it, but not obsessed with that one. I will say,
I'm not obsessed with that.
I will say, just anything.
Hey, I read the
in,
book. I took a. I'm gonna interrupt really quick.
I'm interested.
I took a.
You took a Brokeback class?
No, shh. Yeah, no, it was a women in film, and so the women, a woman, yeah, a woman directed that movie.
Just
clearly,
yeah, obviously. Anyways. They made us read the book and then watch the movie. I mean, that's what you do in film school.
How does
right?
it compare?
The book is better. The book is better.
More graphic?
I mean, it's
way more in depth.
Nick liked the.
I like
the pictures
book.
It painted.
Yeah.
In
Speaking
depth.
Of, I'm the only one married here, so yeah. Anyway,
I mean, here's the thing. Maybe my imagination just fucking sucks. But like when people say like, "Oh, the book was better," I'm like, "Oh, was it?" And then I read the book. And then, okay, here's the thing. And this is the thing. Maybe I'm just not a literary Nobel laureate or something. And like when I read shit, I just like.
Oh, that's great.
And then I'm like, oh, like in my mind, because like the job of the author is to make
it
you feel like you're
the
there.
Movie.
Is to make you feel like you have control of the scene and what it would look like. And I just feel like every time I translate it, the fucking movies better. And maybe because I'm a more visual
person. You're not
person.
A literary.
You're a visual.
Yeah. Learner. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a visionary. Learner, yeah. I'm a visionary.
When I read, so, I see the movie.
I think the only thing that I've read, same. I think the only thing that I've read ever that I have thought that is better than the movie
Enemy
was
Pie.
The fucking Hobbit because of the fan. I'm so big of a fan that like when I read, it fair, just yeah. gave me so many extra details that the movie didn't give me. And that's the reason I liked it more. So yeah, maybe that's like, a personal thing. I mean, maybe I just have problems, but
no,
I hate the pine cone scene in the first one.
I think generally they just have so much more detail and like there's scenes that get cut out. And,
but I feel like that's like what books do. They kind of give
Bilbo
you that
kills
extra.
Two wolves in the book.
Oh, spoilers!
Bilbo kills two wolves.
Yo, spoilers!
But he doesn't. He throws pine cones in the movie. That's what he does. Throws pine cones.
Does he kill them with pine cones?
No.
No, I don't think he does. But no. Anyways, that was a really big tangent, but I will say Heath Ledger. Anyways, I was saying the guy who plays Harvey Dent and
Aaron Eckhart.
That's what Eckhart, it fucking was. Yeah, Eckhart. That's what it was. And he's also good in a lot of other things. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. It's not
he's
about
great
him.
Everywhere.
The interview.
I'm saying just in that movie alone, I mean, Christopher Nolan not only did an absolute bang-up job on the whole movie, his acting, I think if anyone said, in your opinion, who's the best actor ever, I'm going with Heath for probably my one.
You know he's the only actor with a postmortem?
I didn't know that.
He has an Oscar.
Damn.
Post-mortem. Oh, for Dark Knight, because he got that when he died. Yeah.
I was making a Call of Duty reference.
I forgot. The grenade when he died.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because there's this interview with that guy who plays Harvey Dent, and he's talking about how Heath Ledger, and also like there's a variety of cast members who also say the same thing about his crazy like ways to get into a role. And the guy who plays Harvey Dent says, like, you know, we're filming the hospital scene and the crew's setting up. They're trying to get the camera set. And Heath is in the corner staring at the wall going, like growling and shit. Just, I think, in my opinion, and I don't think it will ever change ever, as much as I love other movies, as much as I love other cinema that I've seen, Heath Ledger's Joker, in my mind, will be the best acting job that will ever be done.
Best Joker.
I mean,
sure,
Michael Caine, for example, he's been in how many fucking films? This guy is a fucking goat. And he said, he's like, dude, I was terrified when I first saw him. Like, it was actually crazy. Like, it just, everyone was
You only saw him in one scene,
too. Everyone was just floored by his performance. It is, and I think it shows in the movie, too, because it's crazy. Like,
no, it's...
He takes the whole show instantly. Like, right when he gets on camera.
You know he was our age when he died.
Yeah, it's sad.
Let's not
it's
blow
terrible.
This out of proportion. Yeah, dude. One of the best fucking, like,
and because you can see that he gets the script, he makes the words into what they are.
Yeah.
If it was anybody
else, he brings the Joker to life.
Oh, Jack Nicholson's Joker. It's like, it wasn't bad.
Let's get down to dancing.
Yeah, he was like
that's
yeah, he
Jack
was,
Nicholson.
It was
like,
a Broadway Joker. And for the times, that fit
it was
perfectly.
Perfect.
Yeah, no,
but like in this one, Heath Ledger made him a fucking psychopath and played the like,
real all, world.
The
like
mannerisms and everything
psycho.
Was just, everything was perfect in my opinion. I don't think in my mind, even the day I die, I don't think I'll ever see an acting
Never.
Job as a villain. The only one that close as a villain would be Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Only one that's close in my opinion. But,
dude, with the cattle prod?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways,
even with the gas station guy, he's just a dick.
I'll
say
get into
him,
anime because like some of the villains in anime get pretty fucking like, they're just really well written.
I don't watch anime.
But
I,
it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. You watched it too?
I just can't. I love that episode.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
All right, so Star
Jedi
Wars
or
time.
Sith?
Sith or Jedi?
Sith.
Good. Easy.
Who's your favorite Sith?
Darth Vader.
Duh.
Anakin Skywalker.
Good. Darth Daddy.
Who
I like it.
Darth Daddy.
You know, that's what Vader means, right? His father.
You do what colors? Is
I guess so, yeah.
So Darth means dark and Vader.
I mean, honestly,
means
okay,
father,
honestly, though.
So Dark Daddy.
It's close. Darth Maul or Darth Vader?
Ooh. Darth Maul.
Dude.
Yes.
Darth
Maul's my favorite
too. Dude, do you remember? Okay, when he pulled
out. Remember?
When he pulled out.
Darth
Maul's when he pulled
favorite.
Out the double. Everyone's like, whoa! It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly,
dude.
It was one of those
it was,
two. It's one
yo,
of those
like
two.
One of my favorite parts is like the fact that he fights with one side and then like when he's like, oh, I need this now. Second
side.
Oh,
there's
side,
two Jedis.
Fuck.
Not to mention the guy who played, I forgot his name.
Ray Park.
He played him. And when they were talking about like a lot of the, well, it's not dancing, so it's like choreography, but
yeah,
the
it's essentially dancing.
It's, I guess it is. In how, like, just because I watched a bunch, I'm a nerd. I watched a bunch of like the
think,
background
yeah,
footage.
I mean, you're with,
just,
you're with
it's weird. So
bunch
fucking
of nerds.
Sick. And as much as Star Wars has had a reputation for bringing back characters and bringing back stories, That is the one blunder. Obviously, he got chopped in fucking half. They can't bring him back.
But it's not. You need to watch Clone Wars.
He survives.
The chopping in half?
Yeah. You need to watch Clone Wars.
Watch Clone Wars. I mean, dude.
He has the greatest
arc. That's why he's back in Han Solo.
Best Star Wars fight is Sidious against Darth Maul.
In talking about the animated ones.
Yeah. Dude, it's the
best. That's what I'm talking about. But I know what you're talking about. I've heard
it. It's the best fucking fight.
Go to Disney and type in Maul, and it'll give you his entire arc. That's all you have to watch.
For sure.
Well, we all do.
7, 8, 9 suck.
Yeah.
I say this all the fucking time.
Dude, do you want a conspiracy?
What?
Okay, so the conspiracy is as follows. Okay. Okay, so you know how... And here's the thing. It can be discarded as conjecture and bullshit, but it actually kind of makes sense. So you know, everyone knows this. Maybe, you know, Walt Disney is Frozen somewhere.
Yeah, they make fun of it like in every show
ever
created.
Yeah, he is Frozen in case we get the technology to bring him back, blah, 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 along with a lot of other rich and powerful people from the past. That is a fact.
Right.
Don't call me crazy because you're a fucking idiot. And so that is an actual thing. So... A lot. They came out. You know how Disney Frozen when it came out was the biggest
thing.
That still is.
Not only the soundtrack, but the movie. It did crazy numbers. One of the best they've ever done, even despite all the huge successes they've had.
Yeah.
Which, in my opinion, they've had way better movies.
But, I agree.
Hercules, the extremely goofy movie.
Extremely goofy movie was fucking fantastic.
If you listen to each other's eyes. Tevin Campbell.
Dude.
Absolute amazing. I have both those songs.
The fucking weasel.
I just watched it to sleep the other night.
Helena hates on me for knowing those songs. And I'm like,
Alex doesn't. Okay, she doesn't hate, but she doesn't like it either. I'm like, it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
I mean, besides that, animated.
Pauly
like,
Shore
Disney
as the
movie
fucking
wise,
high,
I watch the Goofy
kidding
movie
me?
Over
an
and over.
An extremely
cheesy.
Goofy movie. Yeah. Extra cheese.
I've been looking for that pizza they've eaten for fucking years.
Bro. I knew it. I just fucking know that it tasted so fucking good. Yeah, that cheese pizza
had
was so
to.
Cheesy, bro.
Dude, it was.
But what's the conspiracy?
Sorry, my bad. The conspiracy is okay. Now you type soon. In. So once upon a time, you type, Walt Disney is Frozen, and that all the articles have come up and Walt Disney's Frozen, blah blah. Now you type in Walt Disney Frozen. Walt Disney is Frozen. Walt Disney is Frozen. His body's frozen. The movie comes up.
Do you think it was
the
to
movie
hide
comes
the fact?
Up? A lot of people think it's because to anyone who would randomly think, I'll Google that and look, the movie comes up first. So then, because you have to scroll down to get to the articles. Because you have to go on, like, you have to go down.
They're
to
playing
get,
Google.
Yeah. A lot of people think that that's why.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Genius.
Very interesting.
But I mean, like, just with any information, if it's not looked up, like it just gets forgotten.
And that,
could
be a random weird thing. But I mean, with all the weird things surrounding Disney, that's why I don't see that as a random like coincidence.
Let's never forget.
Not to mention there's a whole city under the fucking amusement park, by the way.
What?
I don't want to talk about this.
Look it up.
I was just there.
This is a whole nother episode.
There's an entire fucking city under there, dude. I'm telling you.
Stay weird.
You know what they say
weird.
On the city?
Stay weird.
Let's get rowdy up in here.